On Tuesday, Syrians go to the polls to vote in the presidential election there. But opponents of President Bashar al-Assad are disgusted at the prospect of this vote, which is sure to usher in Assad for another term. Meanwhile, the international community says his regime is responsible for the deaths of tens of thousands of civilians. NPR's Alice Fordham reports on the opposition that is railing against his inevitable triumph.
At a demonstration Friday by some of the million Syrians who have fled into neighboring Lebanon, the view on the election was clear.
What elections? They're blood elections. Are we going to vote for the one who killed our children and made us homeless, exiled us, made us immigrants?
That's Mohammed Azain, a refugee in the dusty Lebanese border town of Arsal. He says there are more than 100,000 refugees there and not one of them will vote. Angry voices agree, like Abdulmati al-Karim.
All the elections are a failure. Never in a lifetime will he win, and he'll fail with God's will.
You feel the force of this rage across the spectrum of opponents of Assad. They say they can't believe after 3 years of revolution turned civil war, the president is set for re-election. From the city of Aleppo, amid rubble where the opposition say government airstrikes have killed 2,000 people this year, campaigners recorded responses to the elections, including this unidentified woman.
We haven't experienced anything like democracy for the last 40 years. Are they fooling us in the name of democracy?
There's also an outpouring of bleak satire. One fake poster shows Assad as mafia boss Don Corleone, with the two token candidates running against him kissing his hand. Another entreats voters to pick Iranian military chief Qasem Soleimani for president, a reference to Iranian support for Assad. The Western-backed political opposition urges people not to vote.
We've boycotted the elections completely. We know that they're a sham, not real. Everybody's wondering whether Assad is going to win by 99.8 or 99.9%.
Khaled Saleh, a spokesman for the main opposition coalition, speaking from Istanbul. He adds that armed rebels aligned with his group say they won't target pro-Assad rallies or polling stations. But although opposition factions all condemn the election, they are fragmented and polarized. There are signs extremists among them will target civilians who vote. This was a pro-Assad rally in the southern town of Daraa, held earlier in the month. Children danced among Assad posters. Then rockets hit the event. Over footage of the dying and the dead, state television condemns the attack done in the name of revolution. Extremists have announced on social media that they plan similar attacks on rallies and polling stations. In the northern city of Idlib, footage showed civilians streaming out of the city because they believe Islamist fighters may attack during the election. But the regime is undeterred. Pro-Assad rallies continue in streets plastered with his picture. And on Saturday, the foreign ministry announced that expatriates had already voted in 43 embassies worldwide. Turnout, the ministry says, was 95%. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.